Yes, good morning to you all. This is Daniel King with Daily Inspiration. Just want to apologize about missing yesterday. Usually when one is missed, it's just the same one that comes on from that date of the last month. But I'd just like to share this morning from some of the experiences I've had already in the area of suffering. I'd just like to encourage us all here this morning to allow God to sanctify us through trials. I have found that there's a strength and a refinement and a fire that comes after a trial. And oftentimes during the trial is when we most, when it seems like the vision of God or even God himself, or sometimes it can seem like the things that God has laid on our hearts all seem to disappear for that moment, especially in the intensity of that trial. Sometimes I'm not always sure what all those things mean, but I have found already that usually after the fiery trial that we go through, that there's a clarity once again. It's a little bit like the forest fires out west. It seems it takes a forest fire occasionally through a forest to burn off the old things and give the land a fresh start. And it's actually natural for fires to sweep through the west. I wasn't aware of that until this fall. We took a trip out west, and I started noticing that different places where the forest fire went through, that there would be remains of trees, but then what was coming up, the new fresh greenery that was coming up was oftentimes very healthy and green, and usually the ashes from what was left behind would be a fertilizer for the new growth. And usually even like the wildlife, as long as the fire wasn't too big, could easily escape the fire itself. And so that is how it is in our life. If we have the courage to hold still long enough and allow the fire to take its course. I used to pray for God's fire in my life, and even to this day, I'm not exactly sure what to make of that or how healthy that is. Personally, I feel that prayer is a little bit backwards. I had a brother speak into my life one time and tell me that is not God's will. I think my heart and my desires were sincere and genuine, but I think for the most part, as we seek the Lord, as we seek to surrender our lives to the Lord, that will come by default. But I'm not sure that we have to actually pray for fires. It's a little bit like praying for persecution. You know, the Lord, the Bible says that all those that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And so I don't think we have to pray for persecution or fire or trials, but rather that our heart will be to seek God and a deeper and a fuller relationship with the Lord, and continually lay our will and lives on the altar. And I think that the fires will be a result of that, but I don't think it should be our pursuit. So there is a verse here in 1 Peter, a fairly familiar verse to many people, chapter 4, it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice in so much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And I have drawn a lot of encouragement from that already, because it seems sometimes in the middle of the trial it's mixed with a lot of condemnation, and it's Satan's time to come in and bring in every little fault that he can think of in our lives and try to magnify those things and just sort of repeat them over and over in our minds. But one thing that I have learned and like to encourage us all here this morning is it's not wise to take an evaluation overall of your life during that fiery trial. And when we become aware of how the Lord works and how Satan works and the difference there, it becomes clearer for us how to walk through those things. But there's usually about a small percent that is true in those trials. And that's one of the things that I found it a blessing to always open our heart to that, rather than make ourselves hard and refuse to look at anything in our life during those fiery trials. But the thing I'd like to point out is that mostly the Lord just wants to take us through that and refine us. And if we can continue to trust the Lord that this is only for a season, and that these fiery trials are meant for the growth and the new growth in our lives, and to burn off the old dross. Is actually just like God does in nature with the forests and the natural ground. Oftentimes those are fires are started by lightning. So lightning is also natural. So God has a natural way of preserving and refreshing and bringing renewal to his creation physically. But he also does the same to our lives. You know, oftentimes the trials come through in a natural way. And sometimes we feel like it's just the enemy or the devil that is against us, and we tend to kind of not want to surrender to those fires and those trials. But usually when we surrender to them and just accept them and just embrace them and actually thank God for them, it's like the fires of the West that there was a lot of them this past summer. But if we can just accept that part of God's work in our lives as just the natural, organic work that God does in us from time to time, the fire can actually become much more endurable, because the fight that we put up against it can actually make it so much more miserable. But if we just embrace it and accept it, the fire can do its work, and we can have actually a pleasant experience, especially afterward when that refreshment comes, which is written about in Hebrews 12. It talks about the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I'm reading here in Hebrews 12, verse 11. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I just went through a season like that, lasted about a day here just recently, and I noticed that in the middle of it, I wondered what is going on. And it just, as I was just praying before the Lord, I tried to express myself to the Lord, and I one of the things that came to my mind is I felt absolutely no peace. It seemed like the peace of God was just completely gone. At a time like that, it can really get scary, because peace is one of the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of the Spirit. And so it became apparent to me in this time that there was no peace. And what can happen at a time like that, it can feel like, you know, it can feel like the Spirit left you or that God left you. And those are not times to panic or feel like, you know, everything is gone in your life and that you've really, really messed up, but rather just to hold still and to just be patient through those times. And then afterward, it seems like the peace comes again and is actually greater than it was before. So it is God's love in that he takes us through those things. It's interesting that the portion there in Hebrews 12 verses starts at about 4 to 11. There's a section there that explains the chastening and why it, what it is for. But it's interesting that that actually follows Hebrews 11, which Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. And so it seems that it's obvious that when we take a step of faith in life, faith there in chapter 11 is always actual deeds, where people in history have chosen to follow the Lord, the word of the Lord, and it seems like then that is always tried by fire. And I believe that the reason for that is because there, in the example of Gideon, how that man tends to be exalt himself, and which was one of Gideon's mistakes, that he built that ephod from the gold of his victory over the Midianites. And so I believe that this fire that God takes us through is to save us from that pride. I've also been noticing in Jeremiah, especially there in 48 and 49, it gives a list of things, prophecies that are going to happen to different lands, like the just kind of goes down through the list there. But I've started to notice a pattern that wherever there was a nation that was proud, God's judgment always came in. And so if you look at it that way, it's really God's mercy towards us to take us through these fires, to keep us from pride, which ultimately would then result in destruction, you know. So I have God's encouragement in that way by testimony this morning, that God does come through and he is faithful. So may the Lord bless you and keep